The American Dream, a life dedicated to choice, opinion, and opportunity. Our country was built on these ideals, and numerous brave men and women have sacrificed everything to protect it and join it. However, growing up in America, it's easy to overlook everything we have by focusing on everything we don't, such as a fully united country and a sound financial situation. All over the United States, these issues plague our nation, and no one seems to agree on anything. So what's so great about democracy, and ours specifically? Well, it's no secret that our country is struggling with its own problems and that our citizens as a whole are more divided than ever. But it's also no secret that our quality of life is better than two-thirds of other countries around the world, and that's because of two words, choice and freedom. Like I said, it seems people are almost constantly disagreeing with the government and the way it's being run. To share their feelings, Americans post about them on social media, discuss them with friends, family, and colleagues, and even wear them on t-shirts. However, very rarely do these same people stop to think about our democracy and the freedoms forged from it. They don't remember that some countries would consider these same acts as treason and would physically punish or arrest their citizens for behaving in such a way. They don't understand that in America we are given a voice that many would die to experience, and those that do don't use them for what the Founding Fathers intended. Instead, we share videos that make us laugh and obsess over trivial things. But this privilege is all thanks to democracy and the freedom of speech that we enjoy because of it, not to mention our right to bear arms and many other freedoms guaranteed to us by our country's great bylaws. Upon starting this speech, I wanted to know how others felt about our democracy in order to fully understand what it meant to me and my fellow citizens. But as I surveyed adults around me, I was shocked with the answers. I mean, it was crazy to me that some felt like we aren't even a real democracy anymore, while those same people live their lives every day, free to live how they choose. They complained about the people in office and the decisions being made, forgetting that they had a say in who got there and what they do. Even now, as I, a minor, look at our country, I'm excited for the future and the chance to make a change. And that's what's so great about democracy. Knowing that by being educated and aware, I have the right to make a beneficial difference in my community and nation. Democracy is about giving everyone a seat at the table. The issue is, in today's society, people believe that democracy means equality. However, in reality, democracy does not guarantee total equality, but more or less an equal chance to have your voice and opinions heard, providing you with the opportunity to have your opinion valued just as much as the person next to you. So going back to the table analogy, it is true that democracy provides everyone with a seat at the table, but this doesn't mean that everyone is always heard all of the time. Instead, we use our voices to channel our ideas and opinions into like-minded individuals who will run our nation. Think of it like a long table with one person at each head. The heads of the table are stereotypically the leaders, and in this case, those of our country. And as the sides of the table who represent us, normal U.S. citizens, begin to talk, this information slowly begins to trickle down to the heads, where they take it and decide how to best fulfill the people's needs in a way that benefits the entire country as a whole. But democracy is not just about amplifying our people's voices. By dictionary definition, a democracy is a type of government. However, personally, I believe it's so much more than that. Going back to the ancient Greeks, the first creators of democracy gave the word the meaning of people and power. But the idea of democracy is not what it looked like thousands of years ago, or even 250 when it first began for us. Over time, it's transformed and ideas adapted until eventually America was born, proving that our country is democracy and that democracy is us. When we first started out, though, our American democracy was nothing more than a plea for freedom and a child defying its mother. However, after the Revolution, our democracy quickly became the legacy of our Founding Fathers, as a life without choice and freedom was banished from all American vocabulary. Now, democracy is a lifestyle, where those who have it look at it like breathing. That without it you couldn't live, yet it's something so habitual that you never really think about its true significant impact to your life. And those who don't have it value it as much as a drowning person values their last breath. See, this is why so many courageous people sacrifice all that they do to sustain our type of life, because it's something worth protecting. To others, our country's democracy is not something to just be admired. It's something that's desired strongly. When other people view our nation, they see a safe space where they can be who they want, having the kind of freedom unlike any they've ever known. And that's why coming to America truly means something for anyone who enters our nation. So what are our greatest attributes of our democracy, you ask? To put it simply, democracy is falling asleep every night, confident in the steadfastness of your American dream. Thank you.